Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Salam sejahtera, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks very much to Dr. Ali Salman and the team in ILN for having me here today. This is my second participation in ILN conference, which is the first time was in Turkey last year. And I was impressed by the ILN conference. So upon my return to Indonesia, then I wrote a short reflection, and my reflection was entitled, ILN is a new hope for moderation. So I feel that in the context of rising conservatism, or maybe some scholar call it as conservative turn, in many parts of Muslim world, the existence of ILN is, to me, seems like very strong hope for moderation. So thank you once again, Ali and team, for having me here today. My topic today is about religious rights in Indonesia. So in terms of title or topic, maybe this is like simple one, but actually for me, I assume that this title bear assumption. We talk about religious rights, so the assumption could be there is something good about religious rights in Indonesia, but it could be in opposite situation, that there is something bad. So maybe I will talk about more bad news about, rather than good news. Before going further to discuss about religious rights in Indonesia, of course we have known before that there have been dynamics of religious rights in Indonesia, which maybe we can clearly see the disparities between the ideal and the factual. As all of you already aware, Indonesia is a multicultural and multi-religious country. Within this context of multiculturalism, Indonesian constitution, which call in our language as Undang-Undang Dasar 1945 or the Constitution of 1945, acknowledge six religion as the not official religion, but maybe we can it more, six religion are officially acknowledged by our constitution. Those religion are Islam, Catholicism, Protestantism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Confucianism that was officiated during the presidency of Abdurrahman Wahid. So it's quite recently. Islam constitute a religion with major followers at around 87% today. As majority, Islam in Indonesia is not monolithic. Rather, it consists of diverse variation of ideology and orientation. To name a few, we can name some orientation. For example, we can find traditionalist and modernist groups, conservative and progressive tendencies, or fundamentalist and liberal inclination. The official acknowledgement of six religion by constitution is then followed by the establishment of a ministry called Ministry of Religious Affairs that govern religious matters for Indonesian religious people. In the context of Muslim, for example, it govern such affairs from zakat to pilgrimage management, from the determination of a religion-based public holidays until the decision of when puasa and Hari Raya are observed. So all these kind of things are managed by the Ministry of Religious Affairs. Up to this point, then another question comes to the fore. If the case is so, is Indonesia an Islamic state or at least religious-based state? In defining this term, what is called by religion-based state, we have to address what actually called by religion-based state. In this context, I will follow the line that to be qualified as a religion-based state, A country or a state must meet three criteria. Namely, the first one is that a state has an official religion. The second one is that the source of law is the scripture of the respective official religion. And the last one is that the power of the state is held by religious leaders. Using this parameter, Indonesia is not a religious-based state, I would say so. It does not have official religion in the meaning that one specific religion that is taken as official one, in exclusive one, because six religions are constitutionally acknowledged. The highest source of law in Indonesia is not scripture of from any other religion of these six religions. Rather, Indonesia employs a state philosophy called Pancasila, which maybe broadly can be translated as five principles of state, or in broader context we call it state philosophy. So it's clear that Indonesia is not a religion-based state. So if it is not a religion-based state, can it be said in opposite way that Indonesia is a secular state? So here, we can find a unique case of Indonesia, because the answer is also no. So Indonesia is not a religion-based state, but also not a secular state. It is not secular if we refer to the commonly understood meaning of secular in the Indonesian context. Is mostly understood as anti religion, or we call it in Allah Diniyah in Arabic term. So between these two opposite poles, practically religion plays important roles in the state and society. In this context, at least five respects religion plays a role in Indonesia. The first one, religion serves as basic moral values and philosophical foundation of the state philosophy of Pancasila, I mentioned before. Religion also serve as moral inspiration for some of the state regulation. The third one, religion manifests in political parties. Religion-based organization, we have some big one, and usually play as pressure group even for political policy and political public political decision. And the last one is dual roles of religion in peacemaking, because religion can be the source of conflict, but religion can be also be understood as a source of peace. So I have mentioned briefly about how religion are managed in Indonesia, namely the constitutionally those six religions are acknowledged by state. In more detail, here are some facts about diversity of religion governance. The first one, the state of philosophy, Pancasila, is seen or believed by the founding fathers of the Republic as a crystallization of diversity, as it is resulted from long debate of diverse thought of the Republic founding fathers. The second one, the Pancasila consists of five principles, with divinity, the principle of divinity lies in the first place of the philosophy. So then we come to the question about in this context of the broader context of Indonesian governance of religious diversity, so can we see any freedom of religion, or is freedom of religion problem in Indonesia? The United States of America Embassy in 2022 released a report about freedom of religion in Indonesia. And the report said that the condition of freedom of religion in Indonesia, it can be documented that there were 333 actions violating religious freedom. This figure is a slight uptick from the 18 actions recorded in the previous year. Those actions include opposition against construction of place of worship, destruction place of worship, preaching prohibition, and accusation of blasphemy. The other problem related to religious right in Indonesia concerning with the protection of minority. The population in Muslim population in Indonesia is overwhelmingly Sunni, but there are some minority groups which include an estimate 1 to 5 million RCA. I don't know why the rain is very wide from 1 to 5, but maybe refers to what the police have takia maybe, because Indonesian Sunni Muslim believe strongly that Shia Indonesia is quite big, but they apply takia as the strategy because the rain is from 1 to 5. And then we have also minority of Ahmadis, estimate a total number of Ahmadi Muslim at around 200,000 to 500,000. And also we have Sikh population estimated around with between 10,000 to 15,000. So this is the situation, but the protection of minority is a problem. If we take Ahmadiyya and Shia as a case, so we can see that interestingly, actors who involved in the endangerment of freedom of religion is not single, but I rather identify three actors. The first one is state, include government, police, and even public schools. The second one is semi or quasi state institution like Majelis Ulama Indonesia. And the last one is also, I don't know, is it a good term to call this group civil society? But what I mean is Muslim group who are conservative and they show tendency to rise in our Indonesian context today. So these three groups are actually actors for the infringement of freedom of religion. In terms of state, again, government, police, and school, public school, for example, the prohibition, not prohibition even, but the obligation to wear scarf or hijab in public school, of course, it's not a part of the, it is not part of the freedom of religion. So up to this point, we can see that ideally, constitutionally, normatively, Indonesia has a very good concept of freedom of religion and how religious diversity is managed. But then in practical way, we can see so many dialectical relationship between Muslim group, majority and minority, and also between Muslim and non-Muslim religious group in Indonesia. Thank you very much.